This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Earlier this year, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote a concurring opinion in a Supreme Court case that stirred up abortion advocates and got him bad press. He connected abortion to racist eugenics and linked that with Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Immediately, liberal magazines castigated the justice by advancing the mantra that abortion helps women. But Justice Thomas is right. Outspoken abortion opponent Alveda King, niece of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., reinforced what Justice Thomas said, pointing to just two of the famous quotes from the Planned Parenthood founder, where Sanger said that, quote, colored people were like human weeds, and Sanger privately admitted she feared others would discover that she wanted to eliminate blacks. Numerous pro-life leaders have tried to remind people that it should be easy to see the difference between emancipation of slaves in the 1800s and the eugenic killing of their descendants today by abortion. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Here's a short reflection on morals and ethics. The difference is important in talking about the life issue. Essentially, an ethical person knows not to do a particular evil upon examination. The moral soul has no need to examine. The moral soul is free and would never participate in evil. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.